What a gift it is that the Holy Spirit, by His power, does indeed give us the gift to see. Think of the Holy Spirit, if you will, as like our glasses. If we, had vision problems, needed to be able to read or see better from distance, that it's what helps us see, what helps us understand all that God gives to us in the Scriptures, all that He gives to us in our lives, whether it's dreaming dreams like that lesson talked about in the book of Acts, or it's reading from His Word. The Holy Spirit's what makes it clear and makes it strong. That's why we pray today, come, Holy Spirit. And I hope that you'll be joining with us, and your heart also will be moved to want what God offers to us in His Spirit today. When you notice in the Old Testament reading that there is a real challenge that happens for the people that are there. They want to build this tower. They want everything to go well, but they're trying to do this apart from God. And when we are trying to do life apart from God, it's usually when we're going to have the most difficulty. You ever notice that? When you're trying to do it by your own strength, when you're trying to handle some situation, when we're trying so hard to be patient, and yet we're trying to do it by our own abilities, we run out, and we struggle with that. So that's why I think it's a worthwhile thing for us to notice in that reading that when we try life apart from God, confusion is what follows. The people in Genesis chapter 11 discovered that confusion came. God brought that confusion because it was His way of trying to steer all people to depend on, rely on, trust in God Himself. Imagine the good that God wanted done. That could have been done if relying on Him. He said nothing will be impossible for them, but together in partnership with God, so much more can and even has been done. And we see that in the lesson of Pentecost, when that day, when bringing the languages together, and people with 14 plus different languages were hearing their own language that day from simple Galilean fishermen and tax collectors, all because of the power of the Holy Spirit. I just wanted to, kind of hit us yet again today. When we're going to try to live the Christian life, but do it by our own strength, we're likely to find confusion and frustration and difficulty. And God is, I think, warning us, lovingly warning us away from that. That's why He sent His Son to die for us, what Jesus was talking about in the gospel reading. You know, that He's ready to lay down His life for us. And He's ready now to let the Holy Spirit come, as He's sent by the Father, to take all that Jesus had taught and make it clear, make it strengthening, make it encouraging to God's people. Jesus is going to die for us, and He's going to send the Spirit. And we hear Him say that too again. As I go, the Spirit, the Helper, whom the Father will send in My name, He's going to do two things. He'll teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. And that's what Jesus is promising for us. He had been there in the flesh, walking alongside of them, but He's promising them now this presence that's going to be with them always. His gift of God's living presence for all believers of all time, no matter where they are in the globe, and simultaneously with all of us at all times. It moves from just the physical presence of Jesus in one place and one time and one room to now being present with us, God's presence with us always. Let's look at those two things He said that He would do for us that the Holy Spirit teaches us. And I think the first thing that the Holy Spirit teaches us is what it means to follow Jesus. And that's why He makes a big deal by saying, if someone loves Me, they will keep My word. And the Holy Spirit teaches us what that word is and what that word means. When we have our Bible studies, we start off with a prayer, right? Asking God to help us not just hear the word, but then also understand and do the word. To, as the old prayer used to say, learn, mark, read, and inwardly digest. So it actually did us some good that we could be able to then take it and live it out in our lives. And to follow Jesus, we say in our catechism, we cannot by our own reason or strength believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to Him, but the Holy Spirit enlightens us. The Holy Spirit says, do you see the gift that's there? Do you see the love that's there? Do you see the invitation from Jesus that's there for you to follow and learn how to love others in the same way that I have? This is what the Holy Spirit will teach us when our heart is open and when we pray that prayer and ask for His help. I think secondly that what he does is he reminds us of Jesus' words. And we need these reminders, especially in the world when we're struggling, right? When we're hitting tough times, when we have some obstacles that are there. I'm realizing more and more that some of the obstacles that are there, not because it just the world's tough, but because God actually loves us enough to put them there to have us focus back in on Him. That when we're in the maze, or you know, the old thing with the rock, I can't get over it, got to go around it, but you can't even go around it. Sometimes I think God's putting obstacles so big, we actually have to stop and look up. Oh, you're there all the time, aren't you? I'm not just a rat in the maze trying to figure this out by myself. You're my Savior, and you're the one guiding me, and you have promises for me that can bring me through and help me understand what it is that I'm going through and what it is that is ahead. And that reminder, the word remember is in the Bible very frequently as a command, because God wants us to remember His love and remember His ways. Remember Jesus, that we are not doing this on our own. He will take what I have said to you and help you and bring to your remembrance all that I have said. Sometimes we need to hear Him say, come to me. All you who are weary and laden, all you are tired of trying to do life by your own strength, and I will give you rest. Come and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble from heart. Sometimes we need to hear Him say that I love you so much, I'm willing to lay my life down for you. Sometimes we need to hear His promise not to be afraid, that He is with us in every situation. Whatever it is, if we are letting the Holy Spirit have His space in our lives, and if we are bringing God's word in front of us, He's going to bring those words to remembrance just when we need them. It's one of the reasons why a little morning time of devotion, why a regular time of Bible study is so useful, because we're putting scriptures in our heart and in our minds that the Holy Spirit can use to remind us of in a time of need. I think also what happens through God's Spirit is that He makes us one people. You see that happening at Pentecost, that these people that had been in this little group of 120 or so is now speaking in different languages so that more people can end up joining the church. From 120 to 3,000 that day, very soon afterwards to 5,000, and then you know on to now what is today estimated to be 2.2 billion people who believe in and trust in Jesus Christ. God was striving to make us His people. And the Spirit does that work. He unites us in love around His Word. He unites us in love around the sacraments that we share of baptism and the Lord's Supper. And again, how sweet it is to see that moment of unity. It doesn't matter young or old, rich or poor. It doesn't matter what color we are or what our background has been. We are united in that moment, receiving that gift. All the same before Jesus offered all of His best to us every time we come. And then we are united, communion, one with each other through that gift that He offers to us. I think what we can ask is that what Jesus promised, I'm going to send the Helper, what He poured out on Pentecost, we can be asking ourselves, Lord, pour out Your Spirit. I don't want to try to face the challenges of life by my own strength or wisdom. I want Your Helper. Pour out Your Spirit on me. I don't want to try to make it through this life on my own strength and all the challenges of whatever it is that I'm facing in my own health or in my relationships, in what's going on with kids or grandkids or anything else. Pour out Your Spirit of wisdom so I know what's the right thing to do and I know what's the right thing to say. Pour out Your Spirit of comfort, because He's there in those tough and challenging times and reminds us of those promises of Jesus, that whatever it is we face, even if in this life it can't change, He promises in the next life, where every tear is wiped away and where there is only light and no more death or darkness, that He can, by reminding us of that, give us the strength to keep going. Pour out Your Spirit to help Your church be united in the work that we do here in this life, welcoming others, respecting them, showing them, and telling them about the love of God. Pour out your Spirit that we'd be unified in what God wants us to do next. These are our prayers this Pentecost, and I pray that God will indeed fill us with His Spirit and strengthen us in Him now and always. Amen.